Here with Mel Gregg, formerly, of course, of Today FM, and I think well known in radio circles and the rest of the world for, obviously, the incident that happened a little while ago. Without dwelling on that, you've now decided to come on scene. You at the radio festival, and now you're here at Radio Days Europe, sharing your experiences. Tell us a little bit about what you've been speaking to people about.
Just going over what happened and what we can learn from it. It was a tragic event, but what can we take from that and what can we do to make sure it doesn't happen again? So if there's anything that the DJs here today or the producers can learn from it, then that is why I'm here and that's why it's worth it.
Do you think you've changed radio in a way? Or what happened changed radio?
It absolutely did, especially in Australia. I believe there is still a ban on prank calls. I know they did a ban soon after it happened. I haven't heard a prank call on Australian radio. So it's made people think, okay, we can't take the piss out of people. We need to be more mindful of people's feelings when we play a prank or do a joke. And I think that's really good that people are starting to think that way.
Do you think they'll be gone forever, or is it just a phase and it'll drift back into radio?
Let me tell you, as long as I'm around, it will be around. I will make sure that I keep spreading this message. And if I see something like that happen again, I'll be the first one to go pull your head in and think about what you're doing.
Yourself personally, obviously, huge effect on your career. Radio-wise, you've not been back on the air, I don't think, since then?
No, I haven't. I want to get back into radio, and I realised that when I spoke at my engagement party. I held that microphone for the first time, and my speeches went for an hour. I could not stop talking into the microphone, and I had that passion again, and I knew that I wanted to get back in. One day I hope to. I won't give up until I do, but it's a hard challenge, and I understand that.
What about the level of support you receive from people?
From the public now, it's been fantastic. I mean, maybe it always has been good, but at the time I would read abuse and messages from trolls and tweets and believe they were normal people and that the world hated me. I believed it.
What about actively in terms of other radio people? Are people saying it's a good idea to go back in? Are you getting offers of jobs? Is the phone ringing like that?
No offers of jobs. People are very cautious. People sometimes don't want bad publicity. I don't see how they'd get bad publicity for employing me, but they feel that they would, which is fine. I understand. But hopefully someone will realise that I do actually have 15 years of experience. I just wasn't a rookie DJ doing a prank call. That's not who I am.
Do you think other people of, if you like, background who were to Austereo, etc., they've got away with it a little bit more because they weren't the person at the sharp end of doing it when realistically they were as culpable as yourself?
Everyone handles things differently, and the outcome was different for a lot of people. Some people could move on and continue to work or go back to work. For me, I couldn't. I had to battle with my dark monster that was depression and deal with that before considering where I wanted to work again. And if others can move on and see it for what it is, then I think that's great for them. I'm not one of those people, though.
How hopefully are they? So everything will be resolved quickly now. I know things will take other steps, but how hopeful and do you think things will be resolved quickly and we can draw a line and move on?
What are you referring to, ACMA?
Or? Yeah, but just referring to everything in general. There's been other processes, legal processes begun in Australia. There's been blame shifted to other people legally, etc., etc. Are you hoping this soon enough will be able to draw a line on it, or do you see this dragging on for a while?
Look, there has been so many different elements of the tragedy that has kept it very active in the media, and processes such as the inquest and court cases that have been ongoing. I feel the ACMA decision will now put a close to the prank call. It will never be forgotten. I certainly will never forget it. I've learnt to deal with it. I'm at peace with it. And it will always be known. There will always be the Royal Hoax Call. But I do hope that everyone can move forward from it soon.
Thank you, Mel. Wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
That's going to go on the Radio Today website.
Okay, beautiful.
And the Radio Today Australia one as well.
Okay, great.